Admiral Haig, sir.
Hello. Haig, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, I've got this gloom message from Henry. And what they did was they were very intransigent, said they had no instructions, and would not have any till tomorrow morning. They also, when they were discussing the understandings, opened up the civilians again in that context and demanded their withdrawal within a period of 10.5 months. I think I've got defense drilling now to see if we could compromise for a year if that were the only remaining issue by itself. And probably it would be manageable. The second problem is Henry said that he has told them that that he would be leaving tomorrow night, that they were keeping the vice president standing by, and that was not acceptable.
He's stepped out on that limb, huh?
Yeah. And that he, in any event, would be leaving tomorrow night regardless. Now, I think what we should do is go back and tell him that he should leave tomorrow night only if, in his judgment, no hope and recess would be necessary.
Yeah.
But in any event, he should not break off the talks, but merely tell him that
absolutely
he should take a recess for both sides to reconsider their respective positions, and we'd be prepared to meet with him again.
Week.
Yeah, in a week or after Christmas. And that in the meantime, we, of course, would have to resume the normal pace of our actions against the North. And if he's forced to do that, do it. But only if it is absolutely clear that tomorrow's session and even a day or two after that could not bring us to a conclusion. And then,
but I think he's got to get across in absolutely clear terms what that I realize why he's doing this for a negotiating tactic. As a matter of fact, that the option is he's got to realize is not a viable one. That he should keep the keep the talks going if there is any chance for the impasse and reaching some sort of satisfactory settlement on Wednesday or Thursday. That included in it the fact that on further consideration, I am having serious reservations about the vice presidential ploy in any event.
Right. Now, he also said that he, in leaving, he would tell them that he thought that these talks should be referred to the normal diplomatic channel, meaning Avenue Claybarra. I think that would be a bad mistake.
No, he's obviously off on one of his downturns, don't you agree?
Yes.
And I think it's partly because you're not there, but that's maybe you don't really think you can get back. I just wonder.
Well, I could, of course.
Yeah.
Maybe I better talk to him on the phone and see.
Yeah.
See how he's feeling.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. The point is that that you have to sit. You've got to sit right through it. I mean,
we've been on our rock bottom position 3 times.
That's right.
Talks.
And you keep coming back. And that the leaving tomorrow is not a viable option.
Right. Yes.
And
become totally intransigent.
That's right. And that, see, he's doing this because he's used this before, and sometimes it works, see, but he hasn't used it before when he hasn't got any option.
Right, sir.
That's the point, and that's what he doesn't, that's what he can't get through his head, that you can't use that unless you've got an option.
Right.
So, if you could, I'd say, keep it going. You can get him on the phone, huh?
Yes, sir. And fact of getting these instructions in the morning, if they come in harder than ever in the morning and claim they have instructions and they are reopening all these issues, then I think Henry's probably right that we ought to
recess
and start letting them have it.
For 1 week?
Yes. And if they come in a little softer, then obviously they were stalling today, and we'll stall on a tough wicket, which makes sense anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
for some time.
But after a while, they don't pay attention to it, you see.
No, well, I mean, he's been citing Tuesday as
the
time that he's got to get back for about 3 days now. So the hole started.
I see.
A little earlier, and they have responded each time he said that.
Mm-hmm.
The next day they've come in and they've been more responsive.
Yeah. We shall see.
The last day.
Tell him that tomorrow, if there is any response, if any movement, stick through and get it done.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but and that we are reexamining the other thing, the Agnew thing. Okay.
Right, sir. Good.